Word of mouth. From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. 2012 was a banner year for big screen comic book adaptations. Marvel's The Avengers was the top grossing film of the year, followed by the latest in the Batman franchise, The Dark Knight Rises.
You should be as afraid of him as I am.
I won't bury you. I've buried enough members of the Wayne family.
Together, those two films took in over $1 billion in domestic ticket sales. A few smaller budgeted adult-oriented films also made a big splash at the box office. Ben Affleck's Argo, Steven Spielberg's historical drama Lincoln, and the surprisingly deep stripper film Magic Mike all grossed more than $100 million. So now we look ahead to the movie trends gaining steam for 2013. And here to gaze into his crystal ball is film consultant and commentator Garen Daly. Garen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Virginia.
Welcome. Always great to have you.
My pleasure as always. I love seeing you.
Comic book adaptations again dominated this year. Now, there is a new Superman on tap for 2013. Yeah. Can it compete with the Caped Crusader?
You know, that's a really good question. I mean, when you start thinking about Superman, Superman came out in the 30s and was very much a product of the Depression. And every time we see a new reinvention of Superman, it tries to tap into what's going on with our economics.
The 80s, right?
The 80s. So now we're going to see whether or not the new Superman is going to be able to tap into that anger and frustration that's going on with the 99%, the 47%. I keep forgetting which percent we're talking about.
Well, I noticed Hunger Games also came in at number three for box office. Most searched for film on Twitter, by the way, of 2012. I noticed some post-apocalyptic films coming up, one starring Tom Cruise, another Will Smith. Anything there?
Well, I think that, again, the post-apocalyptic, or the PA, as we like to say in the business, is something that has been really strong and has been doing very well, not only in movies, but also on TV. And we're starting to see a crossover between the two. You know, Walking Dead's doing very well on TV. All of a sudden, you're going to start seeing some post-apocalyptic zombie films going on out there.
Mm. Let's look at some of the other trends in genre that we can look forward to in 2013. What are you seeing?
I think one of the big ones is animation. And if you take a look at what is going to be nominated or what's in the conversation about animated films, you're looking at 7-8 really good films. And there's a reason for that. One of them is anybody can make an animated film these days, and anybody can dub in the voices for any country. So it becomes easy to be able to make a film and have it play in Russia with Russian voices, America and American voices, and dovetail it. This is not too dissimilar to how the film industry ran itself in the 20s when everything was silent. You just changed the subtitles, and then you created a film for the world.
I hadn't thought of it. Now, here's a clip for one of the most looked forward to, Pixar's Monsters U, that's going to be due out this summer.
Since the very first bedtime, all around the world, children have known there are monsters hiding in their closets. But what they don't know is those monsters weren't always so scary.
Class president?
They had to go to college first.
So kids, again, a reliable market for 2013?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and again, why is it such a reliable market? And there are two reasons. One is parents have to take kids, so you get two people going there. And then when the kids go there, they got to buy concessions. So that's a huge thing. But I always kind of put this into the Rocky and Bullwinkle theme of things. And when you remember the Rocky and Bullwinkle show from the 60s, it was very, very successful. But it was successful because it appealed to like three separate groups. For young kids, the animation just drew them in. And for adults, they loved the sly, subversive humor, and they were laughing at it. And the teens, seeing that the other two were in on it, didn't want to be left out. So they got into it, too. So it was very successful because of that. And you can apply that to just about every single animated kids film out there. They have to have a smart dialogue to go with the animation and the story to keep the adults satisfied, and then the kids just don't want to be left out.
On the other end of the spectrum, you're looking at senior films as a big trend for 2013.
Let's make no mistake about it. Exotic Marigold Hotel did an enormous amount of business, not only domestically, but internationally. And, you know, you saw a lot of films coming out this year talking about seniors having sex, about seniors doing, being action heroes.
Yeah, I noticed, like, Bruce Willis, Liam Neeson, Sylvester Stallone, they're all still action heroes.
They're still action. And we have Live Hard or Die Hard Again, whatever, which one of it is, I can't remember. Die Hard 5 is what. And I'm looking forward to it. I love the Die Hard, but think about Skyfall, all right?
Right.
A wonderful Bond movie, my favorite Bond movie just about all time. But there is a budding romance going on between Judi Dench and Albert Finney near the end, uh-huh. which is very, very sweet. But it's also, I think, allows the audience that grew up in the 60s to connect with the 2012 version of James Bond.
Yes, exactly. So Hollywood has at least one big zombie flick left up its sleeve. Here's
Actually, two, I think.
Okay, so let's hear this, the trailer from World War Z. This is starring Brad Pitt and adapted from the hit book by Max Brooks.
Is it really fast?
No.
Does it live on the Great Plains of Africa?
No. Hey!
What is going on?
Hold on, guys.
Daddy, be careful on the road. Jerry?
Get back in your car right now! Remain with your feet!
Big bang.
Big bang. Troubled production. So there's a lot of buzz whether or not they're actually going to be able to pull it up.
What's going on?
Well, they had to go back and do a lot of reshoots, and there were problems with the script, that it didn't make a lot of sense. The trailer looks very, very good, but again, as we know, trailers are trailers. But the one that I think is going to be a key for 2013 is what I'm calling a zombie rom-com.
Watch it.
Which is a zombie romance comedy. It's called.
What's funnier than zombies dating?
Well, this is it. You know, zombies and humans interacting there. That's really what it's about. And it stars Nicholas Holt, who you may remember as a 10-year-old boy in About a Boy.
Uh-huh.
He's now grown up, and he's now in Warm Bodies, which is about a zombie who falls in love with a human and somehow becomes unzombified. He's also going to be in Jack the Giant Killer later on, too. So he's an actor to watch for in 2013.
Okay, so we've got superhero adaptations. Yeah. We've got PA films, post-apocalypse.
Right. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Animation, senior films, zombie films. Any other significant trends in demographics?
Well, I think the one that Hollywood is taking the most notice of right now is Hispanics. There have been some studies now showing that Hispanics go to the movies more frequently mm-hmm. than any other demographic group. Then you look at the fact that it's a burgeoning demographic in the United States as well. And there's a big distinction now going on in Hollywood between those that speak Spanish and those that speak English, because the majority of Hispanics or of Hispanic heritage in the United States don't necessarily speak Spanish. So they are making films that employ Spanish-speaking people, but in a English-speaking capacity. A perfect example would be one of the reasons that they're touting that Hotel Transylvania was such a big success was Selena Gomez was one of the voices.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about film trends for 2013 with film consultant and commentator Garen Daly. And I wonder if there's also, with the Hispanic, or let's say token Hispanic characters in some cases, are they pitching to the worldwide audience? I mean, you've told us before, that's where the money is.
I think that there is. I mean, again, when you look at Hollywood, even though this year was a very good year domestically for the film industry, the reality is 70% or nearly 70% of the money that they're taking in comes what is known as the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And Argentina is now falling into that. France is now falling into that as well. So the global market is huge, and everything that Hollywood is planning these days with these large films is geared towards the global market. There's a downside to that in the fact that they'll be making plots that are more innocuous and not necessarily idiosyncratic to, say, the United States.
Yeah, I did notice I got my fill of movie trailers over the holiday break and noticed a lot of plots set in Russia. Like, I think it's A Good Day to Die Hard is the one that's coming up. And there's another thing, Garen. Is it my imagination? when we go to the movies now, are we getting a half hour of trailers?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it.
And if you go early enough, they have these little things where they're pushing other things like concession stands.
Exactly. Well, what I have to say is one of the things that made me look around and think, maybe that's why people aren't going to the theaters. They're binge watching at home.
Well, binge viewing is one of those trends that we're going to see more and more of. And that poses questions for advertisers when people all of a sudden decide that they're going to watch all of Downton Abbey in one weekend and they're going to just skip through all the commercials.
I wouldn't know what you're talking about, Garen. Any other significant trends this year about getting people back into theaters?
Well, the industry is looking at a lot of stuff. I mean, one of the big issues is digital migration and what the impact of that is.
Meaning?
This is the new projection systems.
Have to get digital. I know. There's a local theater, Red River Theater, is doing a push to try and buy digital equipment.
A lot of distributors are dropping 35 millimeter completely and have said, if you're not at digital, we're no longer going to service you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's going to impact a lot of small theaters, a lot of regional theater, or community-oriented theaters. The industry estimates that 10,000 or 20% of all screens are going to close.
Oh, my.
And you're already starting to see it in Boston, the Harvard Square closed. A bunch of other places are closing as well. Where this is really going to be impactful is on drive-ins. We may be seeing the death knell for drive-ins because they can no longer afford the $70,000 it costs to put a brand-new booth in there.
Wow. Okay. How are the theaters going to keep people in there? Is there any way to draw them in, up those funds?
Yeah. One of the big new trends, it's not a new trend, but it's expanding, is called Cinema Grill.
So food.
Food, right.
But decent, not food.
Good food. Not just popcorn, but some high-end food.
Those horrible-looking nachos.
Cinema has their deluxe where they serve food there. Beer and wine is big. Another thing is you're going to start seeing more theaters do reserve tickets. They're going to install ticket software into their ticket selling thing where you can actually reserve your seat in advance as if you were going to a play. And that's going to be big. It's being done a little bit in Los Angeles now at the Arclight Theaters. We're going to see more of that on the East Coast soon.
Specific seats. So if you're right side, center aisle, that kind of thing, you can get that seat.
You can get that
seat. Like a plane.
Like a plane. But the idea here is that people are pressed for time, and they're willing to pay the extra premium to be able to say, I can just show up there, I can walk in, I've got my tickets, it's on my smartphone, I can sit where I know I'm going to be sitting, and I don't have to stand in line.
Or
watch those trailers, exactly.
Well, Garen, Happy New Year. We look forward to more conversations with you in 2013.
My pleasure.
Film consultant and commentator Garen Daly there. There are more entertainment trends coming up. We're going to have a look ahead to the publishing universe, and Chef Kathy Gunst is going to set the table with her predictions for 2013. Books and food. What could possibly be better? That's when word of mouth continues.